Amachono zisobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 17 kuNhlangula 2022 uGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Amalunga edale lePhalamende aseZimbabwe abethe gwaqa namhla kobulawayo labanye babo kwezwekazi leAfrika emhlanganweni wokuhlaziya indaba zenkohlakalo. Ibandla le-CCC lithi abasekeli balo sebethwaliswe nzima ngabasekeli bebandla leZANU-PF endaweni ezijeneyo zelizwe. Kuliviki uhlelo Woza Friday silomculi ogxile kumdumo we-reggae u-Itayi Bokosha owazakala ngegama lakhe kwezomculo elithi Man-90s. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Amalunga edale lePhalamende aseZimbabwe abathe gwaqa namhla labanye babo kwezwekazi leAfrika emhlanganweni wokuhlaziya indaba zenkohlakalo. Lo mhlangano owenzelwe kobulawayo namhla uqoqwe ngabenhlanganiso ye-African Parliamentarians Network Against Corruption. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usedulela lolo daba.
Iningi labangene lomhlangano bathi udubo lwenkohlakalo luhamba phambili kunkinga zonke ezibhekane namazwe womhlaba jikelele, njalo eleZimbabwe ngelinye lamazwe asegalula phansi kwalolu dubo. Igqwetha elidumileyo elisebenzela kwele Kenya, uProfessor Patrick Lumumba, ngomunye wabangene lomhlangano ngendlela yenkundla yebulenjini. Ulumumba yena uthi zingabe zikhona ingatsha eZimbabwe ezisebenza ukumelana lenkohlakalo, kodwa uhlupho yikuthi inkokheli zelizwe kuyizo eziphatheka kunkohlakalo ezweni. Omele igweru edale lePhalamende unkosikazi Memory Mbondia olilunga lekomidi ye-APNAC uthi bahlangene lengatsha zonke zikahulumende ezilwisana lenkohlakalo ezweni ukuze bakhuphule izinga lokumelana layo.
Thina njengamadale amalunga wedale lePhalamende silekomiti e-APNAC ehlala nawend again eParliament. So ke umsebenzi wethu ngokuyenza i-oversight role kuma-government institutions, kuma-councils, kuma-parastatals, sibona ukuthi imali zama taxpayers eZimbabwe zihanjiswa kanjani. Njalo nxa zingahanjiswa ngakuhle singancedisana kanjani lezakhe ukuthi abantu laba babanjwe bababotshwe.
Ilunga ledale lePhalamende elikhokhela ikomidi yezempilakahle uDokotela Ruth Labode olilunga njalo le-APNAC uthi baphakathi kokuqeda inkohlakalo ebhekane ngezimali lempahla evikela ukumemetheka kwe-COVID-19.
Udaba lolu sahle saluqalisa i-COVID isakhona sibili phakathi kwayo, but udubo lwaluyile ukuthi iParliament yayivalile. So sasihlangana kubo virtually sibuze, but abantu baphonga ukukhuluma santando and okuningi yabonalakela kubona ephepheni kuphuma sokunyamalele ama-testing kits awe Global Fund, okunye izimali ezazivela kumadona ayisakhulunywanga. Abantu basebekhuluma kuphela ngemali evele kugovernment, yethu siyakwazi ukuthi imali eningi yavela phandle. So kube kwaba lo mdlwangudlwangu. So sokucelwe kathesi ukuthi yena njengoba i-Order General eseke wakhangela, lathi sesizama ukuthi silandelele okunye lokhu labhala la.
Umqondisi weZimbabwe National Road Authority uMnumzana Nkosinathi Ncube ongene umhlangano we-APNAC uthi sebenze konke okusemthethweni ukubophisa bonke abakade bengofeleba ezinara.
Amafayili lawo sesawahambisa emapholiseni, sawahambisa kuzakhe. Bona yiwo abalelungelo lokuthi bexhumane lalabantu laba bebone ukuthi baphendukise isimali. Thinokwethu ukuthi sibone ukuthi lathi siyayenza okukithi okuyukuthi ama documents lawo alandeliwe. So far from lawo macala singathi abaningi ama documents selama law enforcement agents and kuyazakala ukuthi bathatha imali imali ekumele ukuthi yebuphi.
Usenator Khaliphane Phugeni ilunga ledale lePhalamende lakobulawayo uthi kusasekude ukuyinqoba inkohlakalo eZimbabwe.
Umhlonitshwa uThemba Mliswa, I think usethe itone eright yokuthi kungabi lama secret cows, bonke kumele kukhulunywe. Siyayibona indaba yePomona leHarare, kumele kukhulunywe ngayo. Ngicabanga lathi la kobulawayo kumele sikhulume ngeparking le afakwa kula tender kulani sokungenile. Abantu bakhona bayaclaimba imoto zabantu nje mabethanda kuthiwa ikhansi izothola 30%, le inkampani esingayaziyo lokuthi yazivelela kuphi 70%. Abantu uyabona ukuthi kukho abantu zaye kukhohlakala nje, kodwa konke lokho abantu bayahlupheka. Akulandawo zokuphaka, akulalutho, amabhizinisi akulalutho, abantu bahola ngama-RTGS.
Amalunga edale lePhalamende ayakhala ngokusebenza kwe-commission emelana lenkohlakalo ezweni. AbeZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission bona abathi bayenza konke okusemandleni abo ukumelana lenkohlakalo elizweni lasemazweni agcine izimali ezebiwa kuleli ezingaba ngamadola eMelika edlula izigidi ezingamashumi amahlanu, i-56,558,000. Njalo lenani lamacala abawaphetheyo ayedlula inkulungwane elengxenye, i-1,501, kumnyaka odlule akhule ngesilinganiso sokungamashumi amathathu lambili ekhulwini, i-32%. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 kobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA.
Ibandla le-CCC lithi abasekeli balo sebethwalise nzima ngabasekeli bebandla le-ZANU-PF endaweni ezijeneyo zelizwe, ngitsho laseMatabeleland. Leli bandla lithi kulomsekeli walo othunjwe ngabasekeli bebandla le-ZANU-PF besebenza labaculi eLupane ngolwesithathu, bamtshaya walimala kakubi. Isihlakalo lesi siza ukufuthelana kwezombusazwe sokufike kuzinga elibi elizweni kulandela ukubulawa kwelunga le-CCC uNkosazana Mo Blessing Ali, ngocatshangelwa ukuthi ngumsekeli webandla le-ZANU-PF uMnumzana Pius Jamba, yena oze wabotshwa izolo. Ibandla le-CCC lithi omunye umsekeli walo uMnumzana Edson Chinembiri ubulewe laye ngabanakanelwa ukuthi ngabe-ZANU-PF ezengezwa ngolwesibili. Kodwa abebandla elibusayo bayakulandula lokhu besithi abe-CCC yibo abenza lolu dlakela. Untungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7 uqoke loMnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda, umeli weBhinga North edale lePhalamende njalo olilunga le-CCC.
Kulamatyayo athize abala mabizo esemzele esesiwazi abayibo ababonakale ngathi amaviki amalutshwana adlile bemisana lomsekeli wethu lobemazisa ukuthi yena akufuzanga egqoke isembatho sethu eseyelo ese-CCC, bamkhiphisa ihembe yakhe. Namuhla izolo ntambama bamthethe bamfaka phakathina kwemota bahamba naye phakathina kwegusi bafika bamtshaya bachiya bemlimazile bamdapha khonapho. Yeso kathesi-ke osokwenzakele ukuthi sisuke sabakwazi lapha khona khona amalungethu ahamba ayamthatha athi emthethe ahamba la ezini zafaka njalo le report emapholiseni. Kodwa esesikubona ukuthi into asebefuna ukuyiqalisa laba bantu abe-ZANU-P F eMatabeleland North sebefuna ukuthi singasahlali munye lamunye ezindlini zakhe. Sokufuza ukuthi omunye lomunye ehlale elabanye abamlindileyo. Sokufuza ukuthi sibuthane sibe ngamaqembu abantu abazazivikela, ngoba ukhanya ngani sebesilanda munye ngamunye befuna ukusethusela besenzele ukuthi mhlawumbe singasazilungiselele ukuthi sithathe leli lizwe ngomnyaka ozayo.
liyabe liyathatha manyathelo bani ngoba izano iyakulandula ukuthi ngamalunga ayo amemethekisa udlakela bathi yini elichaya abantu lize lachisa izindlu zabantu eshitungwisa.
I saw them akhuluma kakhulu ngokwesitungwisa lalokho okwenzakala esitungwisa ngizakhuluma ngalokho okwenzakala lupani phakathina kwemathebeland north. Lujaha onguye othunjwe wahamba wachaywa wadantshwa ngaphakathina kweganga. Akalamuntu ake wamchaya, akalamuntu ake wahluphana naye, ngumuntu nje ozisekelela ibandla lakhe obonakale egqoke isembatho sebandla lakhe. Akalamuntu okuthiwa khona uke walwa naye, ngiyakwazi ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa nguyoqala umsindo waloba sikhuluma ngokuthi yena ngabe usesitokisini. Kodwa kathesi sikhuluma ngokuthi yena nguye oseyahamba ukuya reporter sesiyamelela kamapholisi ukuthi ayenze njani. So kayisikho okwethu emathebeleni note asaziwa ngomsindo, asaziwa ngokulo, asaziwa ngodlaka. Kodwa lokhu osokuqalisile-ke esesiyakwenza ukuthi siyakuba le meeting nje amaviki amalanga amabili amathathu alandelayo ukuthi sihlanganise abantu bethu iprovinsi yonke sasinanzelele ukuthi yikho osokusenzakala ukwenzela ukuthi lathi sihlale silimukile ngoba sobe savumele ukuthi besilandelele behambe besichaya lapho esebenzi khona khona.
Ulimale okunganani umsekeli wenu welupane lo njalo uhambe wayamangala yini emapholiseni?
Uvuvuke umzimba wonke, uchaywe kabi kakhulu. Sehambile sithele ubukhokheli bethu obuselupane ukuthi buhambe laye esibhedlela, buhambe laye emapholiseni ukwenzela ukuthi angafika emapholiseni bebesebesiya esibhedlela.
Umnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda ngumeli weBhinga North edale lephalamende njalo ulilunga le-CCC. Abezempilakahle bazise ukuthi kusukela ngomvulo mhlaka 20 kusiya 24 kuNhlangula 2022 kuviki ezayo bathethe isinqumo sokukhalela umsebenzi ngenxa yeholo eliphansi. Bathi isinqumo lesi besingekho lula ukuthatha ngenxa yokuthi silakho kubangela ukulahlekelwa yimpilo, kodwa ngenxa yesimo esezibhedlela, indlela abasebenza ngayo kanye neholo eliphansi, abezempilakahle babhekane lobuyanga obukhulu obenza behluleke ukuzinakekela lemuli zabo. Abongi bahola iholo elingamadola aweZimbabwe azinkulungwane ezingamachumi amathathu kusiya kumachumi amane, 30,000 kusiya ku-40,000 Zimbabwe dollars, kanye namadola alikhulu amachumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu awemelika, $175. Isimo somnotho esikhona elizweni okwamanje sibi kakhulu, okuyinto uhulumente aseyivumile okuzibonakalisa ngokukhuphuka kwentengo ezihlukeneyo kungatsha zikahulumende ezigoqela imithelo yezimota, inhlawulo yezibhedlela, amafutha ezimota, lamandla kagetsi osokuhlawulwa kulinganiswa lesi sindo sedola lemelika. Isikhwama semali esifunakalayo ukuze imuli elabantu abayisithupha baphile ngenyanga sesingamadola ayinkulungwane lamajumi amathathu amadola eZimbabwe, 133,000. Le yimali ephindwe phose kanye kuleyo eholwa ngabongi. Kulazo kunamhla sikhangela ukwanda kwezehlakalo zodlakela lokungahlaliseki kwesimo sezombusazwe emalungiselelweni wokhetho olukhulu lomnyaka ozayo. Ibandla eliphikisayo ele-Citizens Coalition for Change kwele-South Africa lithi lizathakazelela inyanga yabatsha kwele-South Africa kuNhlangula ngokunxusa inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabasakhulayo abeZimbabwe asebehlala kwele-South Africa ukuthi babuyele ekhaya bayibhalisela ukuvota ukuze bethole ilungelo lokuvota ekhethweni oluza kwenziwa ngomnyaka ozayo. Uthi uzokhumalo usipha lolu daba.
Laba ngabasekeli bebandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change, CCC, ngesikhathi befolile emgwaqweni lokushini leHillbrow eJohannesburg izolo bekutaza intsha eZimbabwe ukuthi ilungiselele ukuphatheka ekhethweni lomnyaka ozayo. Umgcini sihlalo webandla leCCC kwele South Africa umnumzana Trustin Ndlovu uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi intsha eZimbabwe ingakhohlwa ukuthi eSouth Africa yindawo yokusebenza nje kuphela kodwa likhona ilizwe labo kufanele balilungisele. Uthi abakuqakathekisayo kakhulu ikutshela intsha ukuthi iyebhalisa ekhaya ukuze kusiyafika ukhetho luka-2023 sebelungele ukhetho.
Ngaphandle kokurejista asikwazi ukuthi singavota. Last month kule nyanga edlule bengisemafike ngisenza yona leyo nto. Kulela viki elidlule bengiseLimpopo zama kugqugquzela. Kwamanje siyajabula ngoba baningi abakhombisa ukuthi bayayithanda le nto siyenzayo, bakhombisa ukuthi bathanda kakhulukazi iTCCC.
Loba nje intsha eZimbabwe ingene ngobuningi kwele South Africa bedinga amadlelo aluhlaza. Iningi labo abasebenzi njengoba inani labangasebenziyo kwele South Africa seliqonge lafika usilinganiso songamachumi amathathu lanhlanu ekhulwini 35%. Ukusilela kwemisebenzi sekubuye kwabangela ukwanda kwamaqembu afana le-Operation Dudula ehamba engena amabhizinisini esithi bonke abokuza baphume baphele kungene izalwane zakwele South Africa. Ubona uqoqo kwenhlelo zaleli bandla eJohannesburg umnumzana Times iphuma utshele intsha abebeyinxusa ukuthi kusezandleni zayo njalo ukubona ukuthi ukhetho luzayo lwenziwa ngendlela ekhululekileyo.
Athi zilikuna ibithi ye-2008 scenario. Kazifuni ripiti ka-2008 esangasayibona.
Ndakaona blood bath.
Sabona igazi lichitheka.
Shanduko Mzimbabwe.
Sibuka Zimbabwe.
Shanduko Mzimbabwe. Shanduko Mzimbabwe.
Intsha eZimbabwe unkosazana Ethel Ndlovu uthi njengentsha kuqakathekile ukuthi babe lesandla ekubuyiseni iZimbabwe ezakwenza ukuthi impilo yabo ibe ngcono.
Kufanele sibambisane nomphakathi wonke jikelele. Siyoregister sonke ni sizokwazi ukuthi sivote, senze ushintsho, sifake i-government entsha ezosinikeza ama-opportunities amaningi. Kube khona imisebenzi. Abantwana bakwazi ukuhamba esikolweni, kube khona ama-resources, ibhedlele, ikole, yonke nje into jikelele edingwa umphakathi.
Loba kunjalo akusiyo yonke intsha elwamukelayo ubizo lokuyabhalisa ukuvota. Bakhona abathi ukuyavota akusizi ngalutho njengoba ukhetho lwakhona luzaba nokuqilibezela njengeminyaka yonke. Abanye bathu hlupho ukuthi akusoke kube lula ukuthi bathole imali yokuyabhalisa ukuvota baphinde badinge enye yokubuyela sebesiya vota. Kodwa njengoba uhulumende sekubeke kwacaca ukuthi akazimiselanga ukuvumela ukuthi abantu bavote besemazweni, incithi zithi ayikho enye indlela ngaphandle kokuthi abasemazweni bayibhalisa baphinde babuyele bevota. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa ngimuthuso Khumalo.
Kwezemidlalo abenhlanganiso yeMavelas naKamba Foundation bathi umkhosi wokwazisa uZulu ngemidlalo yeMavelas naKamba Foundation Under 17 Invitational Tournament uqhutshelwe eHarare ngoba badinga abangasebenzelana labo bebancedise ngosekelo lwemali. Intethe zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba.
Bakhona abalandeli bomdlalo wenguqu abakade bekhonona besithi kungani umkhosi wokwazisa uZulu ngomncintiswano weMavelas naKamba Foundation Under 17 Invitational Tournament uqhutshelwe esigodlweni iHarare ngolwesine. Loba nje imidlalo yona izadlalelwa edolobheni lakoBulawayo. Umgcini sihlalo weMavelas naKamba Foundation uAntony Nakamba uchaze ukuba akulanto embi akade beyihlose ngokwenza njalo.
The main purpose yethu yokuyilonjela eHarare, it was because we're looking for ama corporates, we realize that ama corporates amaningi there in Harare, lama embassies amaningi, so we've invited ama embassies, lamanye ama corporates. That's the main purpose ukuthi why siyenzele eHarare. I think next time maybe might launch it even kubo Vic Falls kumbe ngapi ngapi. So into esenzele nje ukuthi siilonchele eHarare, otherwise hayi akulanto eningi.
Umncintiswano weMavela sinakamba bekumele uqale ukudlalwa nyakenye, kodwa usuke waphazamiswa ikumemetheka komkhuhlane weCOVID usuzaqhutshwa mhla zingama-26 enkundleni eWhite City kwaBulawayo. Umqondisi walo mncintiswano uNduduzo Sibanda uphawula kabanzi ngokuza kwenzakala ngempela viki ezayo.
Amaqembu angu-8 azadlala ngomgqibelo azabe ekuma-groups angu-2, thike ngesonto amaqembu angu-2 ayabe ekhokhele kuma-groups abo azadlala ku-next stage of the semi-finals ngelanga elilandelayo. Ngesonto kuzadlalwa i-semi-final 1, kudlale le-semi-final 2, kuthi uqeda lapho sokudlalwa i-final.
Amaqembu azaphatheka kumncintiswano weMavelas Nakamba Foundation Under 17 Tournament ngabalisa ele Highlanders, ele Dynamos, ele Njube Spurs, ele Wange Dynamo, ele Alban Academy, ele Bulawayo City, ele Ajax Hotspurs kanye lele Chicken Inn. Umqondiso weqembu le Ajax Hotspurs uSiphambaniso Dube uthi ukuphatheka kulomncintiswano kulakho ukuvulela abadlali amathuba amahle.
Lithuba elihle kakhulu njalo thina njenge Ajax Hotspurs silamukele ngezandla zombili. Siyambonga uMavelas Nakamba ukuthi ubacabangele abancane wabakhiphe emgwaqweni wabazama ukuthi labo bebonakale kumaqembu amakhulu bedlala ku-tournament le enkulu kangaka.
UMavelas Nakamba udlalela iqembu le-Aston Villa elase-England njalo ke wadlala emazweni abalisa ele-France, e-Netherlands kanye lase-Belgium. Kukhangelelwe ukuba kuza kuba labavela kwamanye amazwe abazodinga abadlali kunto umncintiswano. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo ngingu-Joseph Njanji.
Kiki was a Friday my darling. Was a Friday um 7.
Wule bigi kuhlelo was a Friday silomthuli ogcile ukudumo wereggae uItayi Bokosha. Wazakala ngegama lakhe lezemkhulu elithi Man Ideas. Yenange usebenzela kobulawayo. Asizweni iphutha lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzwa Jesus Banda.
Kuthiwa ngumjumo wamakhosi umculi esilaye uzosihlakaza ngawo lomculo ekathizwe imbali yakhe.
Igama lami ngingu-Itayi Bokosha umfoka Dube, ngizalelwe konapha kobulawayo empilo lapha ngikhulele eMakhokhova. Ye ngike ngafunda ePinga ngalumama wami vele ube ngumuntu ongumbalisi. So mina ufunda ePinga ngafunda namanye ama-primary nje ama-TVTs ngoba yalokutshintsha mina ngikhulele komama vele ngikhulele komama. Ibizo lokucula nginguMan Ites. Man Ites meaning sicho man of sweet vibes.
Well, again.
Ke wahlala la eRare lapha qala ukufundela ukucula bamfaka la kuband
bend yethu ayi Black Duke ngayithathwa ngumusisi wayo ngihlala next wethu ngPlax Days Marim. Yeah, so inkola lapha ngaqasa kwa 1997, but mina umculo wami yireggae. Mina ngiyenza reggae, ngiqala ukurekoda lo Joma Seko. Ngiyasebenza lo Joma Seko ubuthi uJay Zumalabini. Yeah, siloku hlangana yile ndile lapha.
Njengabane ngabaculi ukukhona abamthintayo ukuthi la yacula.
Owenza ngathanda ukuhlabela ngaba inspired ukuthi ngihlabele uLucky Dube ukuqalisa uLucky Dube hayi music yakhe imculo yakhe yayo injinja. Yoreke lobo mali. Ya Though locally kona pangazo lola lela nje amanye na umdlalo olafuma majevana omtukudzi omdlalo omafumo laba but yeah like do umuntu angenza ngazwa ngifuna ukuhlabela sibili ukuthi ya ngazwa ngisithi lokhu ngiyakwenza lokhu Spotify, lama features ku YouTube ngilawa enga upload aya nje akakho maningi yabona mavili njengoba kuna sang lokano disabilities something ku netwa kakhulu kwelezi zimali landani kodwa umculo omningi kakhulu abanye nje nxa singahlangana ngokuphosa WhatsApp ngapha hayi music ngiloku ngiyanya shinyanya yeseya ngiyabonga kakhulu ngiyabonga lethuba lona leli lokunikwa ukuthi ngibe kumana balaleli
bese phethe umntu wamakhosi I reggae music kungumculi esiphekelwa ngu Manight moya kusileke uhlelo hoza hoza Friday libe nempela sonto lithukela igama namu Ezra Jesus Banda.
Yeah.
ngabe ixuka nesihlobo othi sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Amalunga edala lephalamende aseZimbabwe abathi gwaqa namhla obulawayo labanye babo bezwekazi le-Afrika emhlanganweni wokuhlaziya indaba zenkohlakalo. Ibandla le-CCC lithi abasekeli balo sebethwaliswe nzima abasekeli bebandla le-ZANU PF endaweni ezithiyeneyo zelizwe ogoqela iMathebelele. Kuliviki uWoza Friday besinomculi ogqile kumdumo werege uItayi Bokosha wazakala ngegama lakhe lokucula elithi Menites. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje, olivalelisayo ngoGood Friday.